It's Bucky and Aaron.
Next Blitzer, you're up.
This is Pam Cummings, and this is a message for all the fake Pam Cummings. Don't call or text until you know what it's like to lay naked behind the box with your arm draped around him, whispering in his ear.
Okay, all right, all right.
Like
that
Pam,
sounds creepy.
I like how Pam pronounced naked.
That's
like
creepy.
It is the final hour on a Tuesday.
Can I take a shot at that? Is that the Bengals?
Yeah, no, it's not. You can it's take not. A shot. That's not.
That's not it. That's not the Bengals.
No, the Bengals. Pat Benatar, is it not? Or Joan Jett.
Joan Jett.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. She could rock and roll, man, in the 80s. Joan Jett was awesome.
Very weird music video for this deal.
Oh, that was MTV.
MTV all the
way. It's all MTV all the time. You can get out there in South by Southwest and hear some music like that.
They're doing all that stuff, right?
Oh, it's on. Pretty exciting. I do think I...
Joan Jett's a looker.
Joan Jett's from Wynwood,
oh,
Pennsylvania.
Oh, no.
What do you mean?
It's the year of the woman. Did I say she's a looker? Now what's going to happen to me? Is that going too
you'll
far?
You'll be protested.
For that?
She looks good for 59. She looks good for
That's
29.
Right. She looks nice. Yes.
She's a black. She and the Blackhearts were rock and roll. She's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, is she not? Or
did you say she's 59 years old?
I'm a man.
She's
I'm
born
40.
In September 22nd, 1958, just 3 years after
that's her
you were
two,
born.
That's from 2013.
She could rock and roll, man. From Wynwood, Pennsylvania.
Her or Pat Benatar?
I mean,
what do you think?
You got to check. Pat Benatar. Yeah,
oh.
But is she alive still?
Pat Benatar's
yeah,
still
is.
Alive. Yeah.
And she's 65.
Easy, Chad.
What do you mean? I didn't know. These people have died a lot. A lot of people die recently.
That is. Are you reporting that?
Well, a lot of people die every
that's
day.
True, yeah. That's a good report.
Well, that's Pat Benatar.
I would take Joan Jett.
Joan
over,
Jett, Pat Benatar.
Or Patricia May Benatar.
What about my girl?
I'll never have the flu.
Not that
I'll
one.
Never have the flu.
Move on. Find another story to write.
We're not going
to
face her, by the way, in the
running
tournament,
out of
right?
Your girls.
I mean, are we going to find her in the
Texas could play Baylor in the Final Four. When they would meet
okay.
Baylor. If they were up there, both two seeds. Both two seeds. Baylor didn't get a one. Baylor not a one. Ones in the women's bracket are UConn, of course. Mississippi State, who beat UConn a year ago but didn't win the championship somehow. Louisville and Notre Dame with Muffet McGraw and the Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
Nice.
Hey, so I was looking at this. People were talking about Chase Daniels making $25 million as a backup quarterback and starting a grand total of two games over 10 seasons. And somebody mentioned Jason Garrett made a lot of money as a backup quarterback, which is true. But not this. You know, you realize when you and I started this program back in the late 90s, the salary cap per team was about $50 million. $50 million. You know what the cap is this year for every team?
What is it?
$177.2 million. $177.2 million is the salary cap this year. So safe to say NFL players still get the worst contracts because they're not guaranteed. And, you know, all that money, a lot of those numbers you see today and tomorrow will evaporate as soon as that player is cut because they don't get guaranteed contracts. There are reports that Kirk Cousins is going to sign the first fully guaranteed deal. And if he doesn't in the next week or so or the next several days, it's going to be Aaron Rodgers. Because the belief in insider circles that Kirk Cousins is going to sign somewhere, Minnesota, by reports, has been offered a three-year, $91 million fully guaranteed contract. Like, he's collecting every nickel, whether we cut him tomorrow, which is not the norm in pro football. When he does that, the report, it's folks believe that the Green Bay Packers are going to come in and re-up Aaron Rodgers for a contract that is fully guaranteed that is more than that. But the Rodgers is just waiting on the Cousins deal to set the bar. And Aaron Rodgers is, by last account, still dating Danica Patrick.
Is he not going to take a salary cut to help his team? No. He's going to go, no thanks.
That dude is his team. He shouldn't take a
he
cut.
He shouldn't take a cut, right?
That guy's awesome. That guy's odd. He's got to win
the
second
play.
I've learned this. You like your Cowboys, but I think you like Aaron Rodgers better than you like your Cowboys. You like him a lot, don't you?
Probably stab his jugular if I saw him in the streets.
For the beating, he stabbed you in the jugular a few times.
Yeah.
As far as the time goes.
I mean, look,
he's the best player in the game.
He's
Aaron
awesome.
Rodgers is the best player in the game, in my opinion. Because the quarterback is the most important position. I think he's the best quarterback in football.
You do?
Yes. Except
big
for Tom Brady.
Aaron
Except
Rogers.
For Tom Brady. Except for Tom Brady.
That's okay.
He's got AIDS.
He's the second best player in the league behind Tom Brady.
I don't know.
Because Tom Brady is the best.
Tom Brady's the best. You're
yes.
right. Yeah. But is he still the best at 40? Just won the MVP for crying out loud, 40 years old.
The guy's the best quarterback that's ever played the game. How could you? Aaron Rodgers is not the best quarterback that's ever played the game.
No, he's not.
Tom Brady is. He's still playing.
And Tom Brady was on Stephen Colbert last night and chugged a beer.
I'll bow to Tom Brady.
Chugged a beer last night. See if we can get that audio.
To me, those balls are perfect.
Yeah, see, that beer was perfect. It says Vikings are going to end up with Mark Sanchez, aren't they? No, no. Case Keenum was going to Denver. I think, look, indications are clear now. Denver wanted to be in the Kirk Cousins sweepstakes. They realized that Cousins had checked them off the list for whatever reason. And that's why they settled. Well, she didn't say settled, because there are people that believe Case Keenum is better than Kirk Cousins. There are just people in this world that believe that, and that's fine. But Denver wanted to get in the Kirk Cousins deal. He wants Minnesota or the Jets, probably Minnesota. Arizona's coming strong late. Denver took Keenum. He'll be their bridge quarterback to whoever they draft with the fifth pick. Could be Baker Mayfield. Could be Baker Mayfield with that fifth pick, potentially.
All right, Carly Simon, Joan Jett, or Pat Benatar in the day. Who are you taking?
This says, guys, Joan Jett is a lesbian.
So?
That's what he said.
There's always a switch over.
What do you mean there's always a switch over?
You can switch them over.
Oh, yeah, but you've always had this belief that you can magnetically change, they'll change teams for you.
For you?
Let me tell you, one time, it's going to be a switch. There's going to be a switch going on.
Really?
I can make that happen. I can make that happen. BK, what do you think?
With your magic wand?
Carly Simon. Carly Simon, Joan Jett, or Pat Benatar back in the day.
Dude,
in their prime?
I was
in
dead when all of them were in their prime. I don't know.
You weren't, yes. I keep thinking you weren't even
dead.
Born.
You just weren't alive.
You just weren't alive.
Dead.
Same thing.
I got to look.
Look at Carly Simon. Look at Carly Simon in the day. Lots of hair.
Before she
believe
got
me.
Used and abused by person after person. Let me see this. Oh.
Back in the day.
Yeah, I would take her back in the day.
Over those other two?
Yeah.
You see her back. Thank you very much.
Plus, she likes dudes, so I'm in on that.
She likes dudes.
And I don't have the magic wand like you that can magically change them.
Man, we're not going to get that award.
Do you mean?
We're not, because we're not going to get
Tune
that award.
Tune in tomorrow in this time. We're working towards
what
that
does
award.
It mean? Tell me what it means.
Yeah, are those? Can we vote yet? Are we out there?
We're not even, I don't even think
yeah,
we're
the
on
votes
the list.
Are out. No, they are. Yes, they are.
Is y'all show there?
Yes.
Does somebody put?
How do we vote?
Are we on there? We're
Let's
on
win
the list.
This. Hey, come on, you guys have worked hard for this.
Well, you know why we're not going to win this year? Guess what? Bobby Bones' buddy Lunchbox, I think, announced yesterday or something that he and his wife are having a child.
Yeah, baby box.
So there that goes.
What do you mean?
Junk in a box.
You've got grandbabies. You've got grandbabies. Women like grandbabies more than kids.
They do?
Yeah, they like babies, but they like grandbabies even more.
They like grandbabies more than they like regular kids.
Yeah.
But Lunchbox is going to have a baby.
They're all the same. They're all babies. How do you like one baby more than a different?
I think they like grandbabies more than the babies.
We got a shot.
You figure that out, BK. Good. You got the guy we're
lost here. Lost in the sauce, man.
No, I'm just saying. Wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow we have a very special guest coming in at the 9 o'clock hour that's going to help us towards that award, I'm telling you.
Carly Simon?
Carly Simon coming in?
Carly Simon's not coming in.
Gloria I wonder if Copa? She would remember me. You think she would remember me?
No. You're just one of the notches on her belt.
I don't think that was the way that went down that night.
Did you ever speak to her afterwards?
No.
No digits exchanged?
No.
Okay.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do.
That's
not supposed to be an exchange.
Hit wonder.
Man, I still feel the sand. I really can't.
In your toes?
In my toes, I'm telling
Putting
you.
The ball right there in a turkey hole.
Guys are disgusting.
Carly Simon, what year was this? 1970?
273.
The year I was born.
Nice. No, not 73, 74 in that area right there.
So you were like 20 years old?
I was just a child. She took advantage of a child.
Would you have talked to a stranger at Target at that age?
I think you guys are over-exaggerating that this morning about my discussion with a grown 15-year-old
You're probably right.
kid. Not a.
Well, you started by saying he was like 12, and that's what got me out of Stranger Danger.
I meant 13 to 15.
Okay.
And I've never heard. I've been around a long time.
Hold on. So if this was 1972, then you were only 17 years old with Carly Simon.
I was 18.
So this is 73?
Thank you.
Because you were born in 65. So you were 18 and a stud young football player. This is also when you were dating the high school girl?
Shush! Don't even say that. Don't say anything. That could get back.
Eating that number two all up.
Hold on, now I'm creating the timeline here. So you were with Martha on Martha's Vineyard with Carly Simon with the one-hit wonder, while you were dating the girl, the high school girl that you took to prom.
Carly James lived on Martha's Vineyard, so you can stop it all now.
Hold on, Carly James, is that the one that you took to the prom?
Yes.
So, ooh,
can you stop now? Let's not try to start getting on up in there.
Dude,
sounds like you were out visiting Carly when you ran into Carly.
It was the party was the party. What can I say? Stop it. You guys are really mean this morning.
It's messed up, man.
What?
It's messed up. Cheating is cheating. There's no statute of limitations on
that. Sure there is.
Nope. I don't care that it was 45 years later.
I got there's Carly Simon, 1973.
My oh my.
But what a beautiful woman.
She has a great big mouth.
Got that right. Okay, let's move on and talk sports. Who's that dude she's with right there? Warren Beatty?
That looks like James Taylor to me with hair.
It is.
That looks like James Taylor.
Hey, my little Eskimo brother.
You shared the same igloo. Nice.
We are not winning that award. I'm going to tell you right now.
What do you mean? Wait till tomorrow.
Who's coming in here? Queen Elizabeth?
No. No.
That was your first guess.
I mean, we can't.
Who's coming in? Our new partner from the Austin 360 and the Austin American Statesman to help us find where all the fun is in Austin, Texas on Wednesdays. It's going to be a good deal.
Am I going to have to behave myself a little bit?
You're going to like it, I promise you. It's going to help us. It's going to help us along the way.
It's going to help us win that award this year.
I don't know.
Listen, if we don't get the award this year.
By the way, you're putting us over the top here. I don't think we ever asked to win the award. We asked to be nominated, at least.
We did ask to be nominated.
Just consider us. Don't even. Yeah. And this is the American Women in Media organization.
It's Austin Women in Media and Association.
Austin American. Yeah, Austin.
Austin American Statesmen Women in Media.
On my part. This says, guys, Carly Simons looks like Steven Tyler. Oh, man. That is not a nice thing to say. But they're both very good-looking people, is what you're saying.
So if we get nominated, can we call that a win, like the Aggies?
Sure. Oh, that'd be a win. It'd be a step forward. It's like Shaka Smart win this year. They made the tournament.
That's all we asked them to do is make the tournament, right?
That BK was a barometer. Make the tournament.
And now they need to win, too.
Who, the we're moving on from the show to the American Women in Media tournament?
No, saying Coach Smart.
No.
Coach Smart and these Longhorns.
Because you're right. Because of Baby Lunchbox, then we're not going to win.
Oh, we're not going to win. It's going to be Lunchbox and the new Baby Box.
Yeah.
Junk in a Box is going to win.
Don't call him Junk. I don't think Lunchbox is naming him Junk. Maybe Tool.
What if he named him Junk
Tool.
In a Box?
Toolbox.
Toolbox.
Poor kid.
We're not going to win. If we can get nominated, if we can go up.
We've never been nominated, so that would be, we're doing this 18 or 19 years.
Would you like to go on a stage with Lunchbox and Bobby Bones and be standing beside him when they announce the winner?
You didn't have to go to that last year.
Unfortunately, Hogan couldn't be with us tonight. Accepting his award on his behalf.
Bucky and E. Hogan could not make it here tonight.
Oh, nice.
I didn't go last year because, first of all, I'll just tell you this. Ladies, you can't have an event where it's 700 degrees and there's no air conditioning in the building.
And I'd sit next to Bob Cole, and it was like 700 degrees.
But she was throwing off some. That dude was throwing off some steam.
You know what type of cologne he wears? Do you have the name, the brand?
It's Cool Water. No. What do we say, Givenchy or something like that?
That's Cool Water. That's it.
Is it Cool
is that
Water?
What Bob wears?
That's what the people around the office say. Whatever it is, there's too much of it.
Yeah, he does wear a lot. You'll go to the bathroom, and Bob won't even be in there, but you'll know that he hadn't been in there recently.
And I was at the Dish on Saturday watching
you
a baseball game.
I smelled it
from the outfield.
Speaking of the Dish, I had a couple boys that went to the game this weekend, and they thought that the Longhorn batters were intimidated by Stanford's pitchers. Were you there, BK? Did they look intimidated a little bit?
Man, I was there on Saturday, and they lost 9-3, and all three of the runs were scored on one swing at the bat, a homer from Zach Zubia. So
they were in there swinging. They didn't look intimidated.
Well, they didn't look good. I mean, the Stanford starter was throwing heat. He was touching 98. But he didn't last that long into the game. The horns couldn't touch any of the Stanford bullpen, and they got worked. They just got worked over the weekend by a better
team. No, that was a top-five team against a non-top-five team. But David Pierce, who hopefully will join us tonight, tomorrow. They play Arkansas tonight and tomorrow night, and normally we talk to Coach on Wednesdays. We'll try to get to him while they're in Fayetteville. But, the important part was They didn't. Intimidated is a good word because I thought their pitchers were intimidated. They were pitching. They were nibbling. They weren't attacking the strike zone, and they were getting behind in counts. And then they had to come in and with fastballs and hitters counts, which you never want to do against a good team like Stanford. They did not rise to the challenge. And Stanford, whether you want to call it intimidated, outplayed them. It was a total mismatch from Friday through Sunday. After Texas took the first game and I think built some confidence, 27-5 was your final score. And here's the real concern for Texas. They've played two what you would call elite programs so far, LSU and Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
And in those seven games, they're 2-5, and in the five losses, they've given up 48 runs.
Man.
At least against LSU, they scored some runs. But the pitching is my biggest concern because you can manufacture runs, you can create ways to score runs if you're pitching. If you're not pitching, you don't win. That's the Texas Rangers last year. I mean, the Rangers went from division champs to a team that was set third or last place because they couldn't pitch all of a sudden and couldn't get people out. You will go down fast if you can. And that was something you could always rely on with Skip Johnson and Augie Garrido's teams at Texas. They could flat pitch. People were wondering if they could hit, and that was the downfall. But so far in 2018, you're not loving the pitching staff for Texas. But, yes, hitters also had their own struggles this past weekend. And on that note, I'll mention again prayers to our friend Augie Garrido, who over the almost two decades of this show joined us throughout his run at Texas on a weekly basis, and we had great conversations with Augie. We're hearing ominous reports from the West Coast on his health and hoping the best for Augie Garrido, who was hospitalized over the weekend. And the fact that we haven't heard anything by Tuesday, either good or bad, that leads to me to be ominous. But let's hope the best for Augie Garrido, who's an absolute fighter.
He's a great storyteller.
Gosh, how many?
I was drinking back in those days when I was at Illinois with Augie.
So was he. And he would call in the next morning.
No, I'm just kidding. We had some parties now. That was good stuff. He's a good guy.
Oh, you went out drinking with Augie?
True, we were. Yeah, Champaign, Illinois was only so big. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like there were 30 different places to go.
And so would you go together? Or you just end up in the same place?
Every once in a while at the same place, just talk and yap around.
He's a good man. He's a great man.
And John Makovic loved him. So, I mean, Augie was such a good guy.
They would sit around and talk wine.
All the time. Turned me into a wino.
All right, here we go. Real quick, he turns you in?
Of course. I learned a lot about wines. I'm not saying they turned me into a wino. I learned a lot about wines through John and Augie Garrido.
Show's totally off the rails right now.
Is it?
Yeah. We've gone all over the place.
It says Joan Jett she likes girls. The other, Pat Benatar's toothy.
Oh, my god.
And my girl has a big mouth. She wins. Someone said she wins. Carly Simon wins.
See, this show's totally off the rails. Totally off the rails. We found out that you were cheating on your prom date.
She was my girlfriend. She wasn't like my real girlfriend. We had just kind of started to date.
And you were a big. Was Carly Simon famous at the time? Like, did you know who
not
she
really.
Was?
She's a kind of singer.
She's a folk singer, but you didn't know. But she had not become famous yet by then. Maybe.
Not famous, famous. No, everybody in Boston.
Was famous by then.
You would see Boston, and you'd see the band from like Boston and Kansas.
Nice.
You'd see Jay Giles band and meet Jay Giles and the people. But they'd be all over Boston.
Yeah, she was already famous. She'd already played out in Los Angeles. I mean, she was a star by then.
She wasn't like a real star. She was drunk.
Oh, you took advantage of a drunk.
No, I didn't.
We keep peeling back this onion.
No, it's not. I mean,
she probably thought you were someone else.
Should I say the word tipsy? Does that sound better?
Sure.
Okay, she's a little tipsy. Whoopee.
Every story this morning, there's just more and more details.
I know. We're getting more.
And I don't want to tell any like details. I'm a very private person.
You're doing a poor job of that today.
You're not a very private person today.
I guess.
It's all coming out.
Shut the hell up.
Let me see this. Her first number one, her biggest hit.
Did you notice how I said Elizabeth E. in the middle of, did you see what Carly Simon's, did you notice what her middle name is?
Oh, you remembered?
Ha, ha, ha.
He read that somewhere afterwards when he started looking up who that was.
That plays under further review.
Who was that drunk girl I took advantage of on the beach?
It was Elizabeth.
Ooh. Carly Elizabeth Simon. That's what she went by?
Elizabeth. I said the word Elizabeth before we even got into this. Who are we bringing on? Remember you said, who are we bringing on tomorrow? I said, what is it? Queen Elizabeth?
Hold on. Time out. Can we back up the truck on this?
BK knows. It's coming back to him a little bit.
BK, listen. Listen. Now I'm connecting the real timeline dots. So you say you're 18 years old. You're born in 1965. So this was 1973. Carly Elizabeth Simon was married to James Taylor in 1972.
83.
No, no.
80
married 1972, divorced 1983.
No, if Bucky was born in 65, he was 18 in 83.
No. No, he was 28 in 83. He was born in 55.
Oh, he's born in 55. Okay, you said he was born in 65.
No, 1955.
Right. 55. My bad.
Not 65, 55.
You were born in 1955. So in 1972 or 3, when you were 18, Carly Simon was already married.
Dude. I'm calling BS on this entire bit right here. This is a bit. This is not a true story.
I'm not saying a word.
You've said so much.
I've not given up anything. I've not given up anything right now. I'm not giving up in my James Taylor, any of that stuff.
See how this all comes together. You were the hotshot recruit who was dating the high school girl of the really pretty sister of your roommate friend thing. And
don't bring what's her name into that, please. Karen Lee.
And that's where you were out visiting her and there was a party down the street. Sounds like happened.
Can we move on now, please?
I think we should.
Yeah.
I think we absolutely should.
We're never going to win that award now. We're never going to win that award.
Too funny.
I'll never have the flu. The flu.
James Vernon Taylor, by the way. James Taylor.
Not Elizabeth. No. Not James Elizabeth Taylor.
We'll be back again. That's funny. All right, we'll get back on track. We do have actual news from actual sports like the NFL signings that are going to happen tomorrow. We also have plenty of basketball news with the March Madness beginning tonight. We'll get BK's picks on these play-in games tonight and tomorrow night as we roll forward. Plus, Reliable Automotive brings the Reliable Automotive pick of the night coming up. Bucky was right last night, and I was wrong.
Man.
We'll grade and keep score.
Hot.
Rockets are hot. It's B&E on the Horn. Probably. Hey, a lot going on. We've had some fun last segment. Got a little off the tracks, but I do want to thank earlier this morning, Chief Brian Manley was with us from the Austin Police Department, giving us the very latest on the package bombs that have gone off here in Central Texas. If you missed it, you can go back and hear it on our podcast at hornfm.com. But we will say the message was pretty clear. Until they know more, Buck, if you have a suspicious package on your doorstep or in your yard, not only don't open it, don't touch it. Because what he indicated was these bombs went off even without people trying to open them. It's just shaking them or moving them.
Right.
And that's
don't take a stick. Don't move it with the rake.
Just call 911 and get away from it. And again, the other thing he said, I think that was enlightening for our audience and for us is that none of these bombs were delivered. None of these were delivered by traditional ways. No U.S. mail or UPS or FedEx or Amazon. These were left there by someone. So if your traditional UPS box is sitting there and it's got UPS all over it, it's got the U.S. mail all over it, I would think that's probably pretty safe. But if it's just a box that just showed up on your doorstep and you weren't anticipating it.
Anything handwritten like that is just sitting there.
You probably want to call.
Did he speak to if it was controlled detonated or if this was proximity detonated?
I asked about if somebody could be in the area doing it and waiting for somebody to pick it up and then having it explode. He didn't know, but it sounds like touch or movement will do it.
Wags taking over for BK, who's getting ready for the midday show coming up top of the hour. Wags,
award-winning.
Award-winning
show.
That's self-proclaimed award-winning. I haven't seen an award yet that they've won.
Seriously? Why do they say that every day? They say award-winning show.
Self-proclaimed. I mean,
Okay.
Optimistic.
Yeah, oh, optimistic.
Looking forward to being an award-winning show at some point.
Got a lot of years to go.
But, Wags, you were double-digit years in the military, worked with a lot of explosives. This is a concerning story for everybody, but because those are all questions we asked, and obviously they're at the preliminary part of this investigation. And as of yesterday morning, before 6:55, or when the first bomb exploded, they were working under the assumption that the bomb that blew up on March the 2nd was kind of an isolated incident, and they were investigating that. But now all of a sudden it's a serial case of box bombs going off on people's doorsteps, which is very concerning.
Hopefully it's just one nut job and not like an organization or anything.
Well, that's the thing. And they're trying to draw connections. He didn't know, is there any connection between any of these victims? The only thing he could say was that they're all of color, an Hispanic lady and then two African-American males have been killed. They're trying to connect dots on that, and this thing is fast-tracked. I mean, it was one explosion March 2nd, 11 days later, they now got three and trying to figure out. The other thing he said that I thought brought new news that I hadn't heard was a question I had, because people were asking, well, if this guy's leaving person or whoever it is leaving bombs on somebody's doorstep, why isn't anybody seeing them? Why are there no eyewitnesses? And he said, both they believe they're working. They said nothing is proven yet. We're working under the belief or the assumption that both of the boxes that blew up yesterday morning were left overnight. So we're left there during the nighttime hours.
And, the night before.
And they were just picked up at different times by the victims.
Sure.
That, you know, the fact that one guy was up before 7 and checked the front porch and no one checked the front porch at the other location until almost noon, that's what was the separation. It wasn't they dropped one and then went and dropped another. At least that's what they're working under, that both were dropped off and left overnight to be discovered as soon as they're going to be discovered. Which leads you to your question, and you can work backwards on that, Wags, is, you know, if they're being detonated by someone waiting for them to be picked up, is that person waiting around for them to be picked up? Or
yeah, that's what I was getting to.
Mm-hmm. And that's where they don't know. But or do they just go off when, like, is a chemical reaction that happens if you shake the box and all of a sudden, you know, something that's been left there? I don't know. I'm not a chemist, so I don't know how that works. Or mechanical bomb that goes off upon something. I don't know. The
like
detonation.
Controlled form. Detonation, yeah.
Yeah, so those are fair questions. And you got to know, these are, you know, if someone's creating bombs and leaving them, that bomb could go off in the hand of the bomber, right? I mean, if you're not a very sophisticated, if you don't know what you're doing with these bombs,
well,
I mean,
somebody knows
dangerous.
What they're doing.
Yeah, no question. No question. And that's what Brian Manley made it clear. And they don't know more than that. Is this isolated Austin? Is this something that's going to go beyond Austin? They're all asking the same questions, but there are fewer answers. The one thing he did say is, if there's a suspicious box that didn't come from the traditional means, you should call 911.
Yeah, and you spoke to having a package delivered overnight. I think it's obvious out there for people listening, you know, if you see a package that arrives overnight, don't open it. I mean, packages come in the morning and come evening delivery. That's it.
Well, it's just so tough in this day and age with all the – everybody shops by mail. There's boxes left at
right.
your doorstep.
Yeah, but it wouldn't. If it wasn't
the
there the day before and night before, probably not going to be there in the morning.
Right. It closes off by 5 o'clock. You would think that most packages are received by 5
p.m. I tell
you,
people are scared. If they see a box on there, it doesn't matter what time of the day now.
Well, that's right. I mean,
they're going to be really nervous about that box. And people get tons of boxes.
I told my mother-in-law not to receive any packages. Like, because it's spring break, kids are home. I mean, this is scary stuff, man.
Well, you know what a kid will do? Pick that box right up.
No question. And that's where you don't want to be, you know, you don't want to live in terror. But at the same time, you know, where I live, you know, we have a front door, but we don't go out the front door very often. We go through the back door
garage,
in the garage and out the garage. And we almost never, I mean, we'll let the dog out to run out and go to the restroom out front sometimes. But, I mean, sometimes there'll be boxes that have been on the front stoop for the day or so.
Right.
That we just didn't see because we're busy, and especially when we're in school. Spring break, because the Wags mentioned, that's real scary that kids are home from
that's
school.
That's right.
And, you know, one of the victims yesterday was a 17-year-old youngster. I mean, I've got a 17-year-old youngster. That scares the bejesus out of you. 17-year-old and a 75-year-old lady on the heels of what went on March the 2nd. So Chief was great. He's going to be with us when we need him. He said to keep folks aware, he wants as much information out there as possible. And that was the information he was able to give us today. So thanks to him for jumping on the show and spreading
it's
that.
It's like well-thought-of stuff. Like this time of the year, you want to terrorize people South by Southwest. Kids are on break. You know, well, a lot of boxes come in the mail. It's like you've thought this out pretty much.
See, the thing is, Buck, the scary thing is that, like, I consider myself a good guy, and if I can think of all these harmful things to do, imagine what a sicko is thinking.
I know. Yeah, timing and everything. It's awful.
Yeah. We don't know, because the first one didn't happen during South by Southwest. It happened on March the 2nd.
That's true.
So that was 11 days ago. So does it take 11 days to plan and get the next one ready? Or are we looking at now?
And it's all in the same area. I mean, to speculate.
Well, it's all East Austin. I mean, it's East Austin from Round Rock South, and that's seems like just off the highway. It does. If you look at the map, it's not off of I-35, not far off of I-35 in any of these locations. All right, so we'll keep you posted. You can lock it here, and when something does happen, we'll talk to Brian, Chief Manley, when we can. All right, so it says, I served in the Army, Infantry, Baghdad, IEDs everywhere all the time, exploding boxes, gets my PSD going. I thought we left this kind of warfare overseas. Scares the hell out of me. This is my hometown. Enjoy the show. I'm sure Wags, you feel the same way. I'm sure IEDs were.
Yeah, I'm more thinking of my kid right now. But yeah, I mean, my God, you know, I see a car pulled over on the side of the road on the shoulder. I almost get into the median just because of you know,
because when you were in Afghanistan, car would explode.
That's called a VBID, a vehicle borne IED.
That's just there. So when a U.S. Marine vehicle or American
rides
vehicle
by,
goes by
boom,
and explodes.
That thing goes boom, yeah.
Now let's hope we're not this is just some crazy whack job that is killing people, and that's very, very scary. Hopefully,
too. We had the guy who was throwing stones off the bridge who they couldn't find for over a year or something, paralyzing people, and just
and that
it's
one,
just terror. That is
well, and that's
terror.
I mean the one parallel I'll give you there is they seem to happen overnight. Like I think in all these cases, Brian Manley, the three they have so far, the box was left overnight to be found in the morning. So yes, cover of darkness, the ability to. You know, if there are video cameras that it's, you know, too dark to see and leaving no evidence. But again, we don't know that they haven't left evidence because this is a very, very new case. And
yeah,
now they connect.
And they're not going to tell us.
Exactly. You know, 24
what's
hours later.
On, yeah.
Well, they only had one box. Now they have three boxes and they compare, you know, the fingerprints of each one and where it came from and where they're, you know, what the weaponry is. Those are the kind of things that can start to add up and create some evidence that they can use. And hopefully they catch whoever it is very, very quickly. And thoughts and prayers to all those folks dealing with that today. All right, real quick, your rundown of the free agent signings in the NFL that have been agreed to. Now, it can't be made official until tomorrow, but Drew Brees, as expected, is going to stay in New Orleans on a two-year, $50 million deal, $27 million guaranteed. Bronco is going to sign Case Keenum. He is going to be their quarterback, at least the bridge quarterback. Because remember, the Broncos still have the fifth pick in the draft. They could draft a quarterback and have Case Keenum to train, or to show the young quarterback the way. But fair to say that John Elway's moving on from the Paxton Lynch, Trevor Siemian quarterback situation.
Well, one may stay.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. That's yet to be seen. Because if you're going to draft a quarterback five, which I think they will, and you have Case Keenum, you're probably those are your two. Those are your two quarterbacks. Then you'll bring in a third guy.
You're right.
So I think both of those guys will be available.
I'm going to be interested to see if they go ahead and do that or think that they've got something in Case Keenum for a couple years or more than a couple years. Maybe their defense can, you know, with the right kind of running game. But Case Keenum's about to make $18 million. Is he good enough to be that kind of quarterback?
We've seen this a lot. I mean, the Buccaneers or the Bears were ripped for signing Mike Glennon. The Texans did it with Brock Osweiler. I mean, and Case Keenum's got a better body of work than either of those guys. I'm not saying that.
Right.
But at this time of year, it's March. The draft hasn't happened yet, and the draft is unpredictable. So right now, John Elway is saying is Lynch is not our guy. We blew that deal. And Trevor Siemian is just a backup quarterback. So we have to have a quarterback because we don't know how the draft is going to fall. We don't know how this is going to play out. So we're going to sign Case Keenum with the intention of
for
him being our starting
million.
Well, that's
right.
What the going rate is for a starting quarterback. There are only
million,
32 of them, and whoever it is, they make that much money. That's the going rate for a starting quarterback in the NFL, between $15 and $20 million. If you're a high-end, you're making now 25. If you're above that in Aaron Rodgers, you're making 30. So 18 to 20 is about the going rate for a starting quarterback in the National Football League. So that's what Keenum gets. Probably a two-year deal with probably be called a three- or four-year deal, but only two is guaranteed. And then you draft a quarterback. And whether that's Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, Josh Rosen with the fifth pick, whoever that is, whichever one you really like, well, then those guys come in and compete. And last year in Chicago, Mike Glennon was the supposed starter, and by week three, Mitch Trubisky was playing.
They picked fifth?
They picked fifth.
Okay.
So, and I'm not saying they're looking to bench Case Keenum. I'm saying they're signing Case Keenum with
he's
the idea
be
that
starter.
He's going to start. But if Baker Mayfield's the draft pick and he comes in and blows the doors off, they'll move on from Case Keenum real quick. Then that's just because, again, whether you like that or not, Case Keenum's been a career backup in this league. He's made a combined $7 million over six seasons with three different organizations. He's been available each offseason the last couple years to anybody that wants him. And he got in a great situation in Minnesota, took advantage of it, and now he gets to cash in. But I don't for a second believe John Elway thinks Case Keenum is his quarterback of the future.
That's what I was asking. Do you think he's
going to
check it
quarterback.
Out?
He is very comfortable. If he has a start this season and even play this entire season with Case Keenum as his quarterback, but they're going to attack the quarterback position for the future in the draft alongside of that.
Yeah,
that's a smart thing to do.
You move him from $18 million to $4 million because you're not going to pay him $18 and $18.
Yeah, and when you draft a quarterback fifth, you have him on a rookie deal, so that's now affordable. It used to be you couldn't do this because if you drafted a quarterback in the top five, you had to pay him so much damn money. You couldn't afford to have two quarterbacks making that much money. Now you can with the rookie salary system, which has totally changed the game. So Keenum to Denver. Also, report that it looks like the Bears are going to sign Allen Robinson, the wide receiver. Sammy Watkins, who we talked about, connected to the Cowboys, is going to Kansas City, where the Chiefs have totally restocked with young talent. I mean, they moved on from Alex Smith. He's going to Washington. They drafted Kareem Hunt last year. They drafted Pat Mahomes. They've got Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. Now they signed 24-year-old Sammy Watkins. That's pretty good skill players right there.
Well, I know this. If this thing, as you were talking about earlier this morning, comes true and if Ndamukong Suh ends up with the Philadelphia Eagles, that is not fair for football. That defensive line is not fair. I don't care if the Dallas Cowboys offensive line will get destroyed if that be the case in Philadelphia.
That's a rumor, but let me get the final couple deals that have been agreed to. Andrew Norwell, the high-end guard, 26 years old, he's going to sign with Jacksonville. Good for Jackson, by the way. Letting a wide receiver go, get paid by the Bears, and signing an offensive lineman of that caliber at 26 years old, I think is a smart move, and it's a Tom Coughlin move. Jacksonville already led the league in rushing yards last year and gave up the fewest sacks, and now they just signed the best free agent lineman on the market. Good job by them. But your point that Miami is expected to release Ndamukong Suh tomorrow, along with Lawrence Timmons, the veteran linebacker, and there was an immediate report that if Suh is released, the place he wants to land is Philadelphia with his former head coach, Jim Schwartz, who runs the defense with the Eagles. Now,
and they just brought Bennett, too, right? They just got Bennett,
I mean, if
right?
you take that defensive front, remove Vinny Curry, who's going to be gone, add Michael Bennett and Ndamukong Suh, that's stupid. And that, because Ndamukong Suh and Michael Bennett, now you've got eight guys who rotate situationally, and you're talking about Fletcher. You always have a great defensive line on the field.
It's a quarterback league, and the counter to that quarterback league, you need a defensive line.
Got to hit them. Yep. Yeah. Well, that's great. Those are your premium positions. We know that. Quarterback and left tackle, someone who can hit the quarterback, and then cornerbacks who can affect the passing game.
They built
in the
this
air.
Deal for – I don't. They built the Philadelphia Eagles to win Super Bowls now, not to be in the playoffs, Dallas Cowboy fans. They built this group right now, and they're going
well,
after
and again,
it.
The Ndamukong Suh thing has to happen. BK mentioned the salary cap. Yes, I mean, Ndamukong Suh would have to take a pretty friendly deal to go to
which
Philadelphia.
Which definitely tells me that
but
know, I said Nick
yet.
Foles is going to be there. And they can get more pieces with Nick Foles. I mean, how many more pieces do you need?
Well, that's right. And that's where I think Nick Foles is extremely valuable to them because they've traded a lot of assets to acquire these players. Michael Bennett took a draft pick. Jay Ajayi, who they acquired, took a draft pick. The Carson Wentz draft of 2 years ago is still there's still lost draft picks to the Browns in that deal. So, you know, Nick Foles could restock those draft picks for this draft with the right team.
But they're not picking up busts. They're picking up guys that are unbelievably good.
Yeah, buy low, sell high. That's the New England Patriot way. You pay them a lot of money like Miami did, overpaid for Ndamukong Suh. We'll pick them up when you release them and pay them chump change, and we'll get
to a
the
good
better
team. Oh, yeah.
That's been the Bill Belichick way for a long time. And it's a smart way to go about things. You know, Michael Bennett, because Michael Bennett used to be an every down player for Seattle. He's not that anymore at 32, but Seattle doesn't need him to play every down. Philadelphia doesn't need him to play every down. He's situational. And you know, they've always got pass rushers on the field and great defensive linemen because they've already got a great group. Now you add some depth. But the Suh thing hasn't happened yet. Let's see if that happens.
Right.
That was the initial report. But you're right. If you can then turn, whoever doesn't get Kirk Cousins, I think is going to be in the mix for Nick Foles. And that could be a Buffalo. You know, that could be an Arizona, and those teams will give up a lot of capital to shore up their quarterback position with a player like Nick Foles. So that all still has to play out, but that's what's come down this morning. League business opens 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. We'll come back, get your Reliable Automotive Reliable pick of the night, ask a very good question, or answer a very good question on the text line coming up before we make our picks as well. It's B&E on the Horn.
Mornings with Bucky and Aaron.
Here's a text that says, hearing Ndamukong Suh thinking Seattle. All right, we'll keep an eye on that. A lot of dominoes to fall in the coming days. Things being agreed to in the NFL. It's always a fun time of year when league business gets rolling, which then rolls right into the NFL draft. It's told you last week, there's the lull coming out of the Super Bowl through the month of February and into early March, but then it just gets going with NFL business. March Madness starts Thursday. It really starts tonight with the play-in games. And then that rolls right into Dell Match Play here in Austin, Texas, Buck. Right out of that, baseball season starts. The Masters are right around the corner. How exciting is that going to be, the way Tiger Woods is playing? We told you about the ratings bonanza Tiger Woods brought to NBC over the weekend. And that rolls right into Horn Bash. Horn Bash, mid-April, right into the UT spring game, orange-white scrimmage the following weekend, which then rolls right into the NFL draft. So
my wife's already giving me trash for it.
Oh, it's gonna
she
start,
knows it. Oh, yeah.
It's going to get busy. It's the best time, man. Spring in Austin. The weather's phenomenal. There's so much to do, but there's a lot of great sports happening, and it gets going tomorrow with the NFL and the free-for-all that it will be. All right, so, Buck.
Yes, sir.
Real quick, before we make our pick for the Reliable Automotive Reliable pick of the night, congratulations to you. You took the Rockets to blow out the Spurs and cover the 12.5 last night, which they did. I gave the Spurs. And you know what I didn't know? I didn't know LaMarcus Aldridge was going to play. I thought LaMarcus was going to play in that game. He did not. He's nursing that gimpy ankle. He's been in and out of the lineup since he twisted it. They held him out last night, kind of understanding they weren't going to beat the Rockets even with him.
But it does sound like Papa's going to meet with Kawhi on Thursday.
Well, the Spurs are right now, if the playoffs started today, the Spurs would not be in it. Their run of 20 consecutive playoff seasons would be over. They are sitting at the 9 seed right now.
They're going to get 50 wins?
No. No, they only have 15 games left, and they've only got 37 wins. They're going to have to go, unless they're going 13-2 down the stretch, they're not getting the 50.
It's been a long time since that.
18 consecutive 20-win seasons. That is in jeopardy at this point. There's a meeting with the Kawhi on Thursday. But, yeah, right now the Spurs are on the outside looking in at the playoffs. The Rockets are sitting on top of the West. They've won 19 of 20. So you, props to you. You won that bet last night. What do we have for tonight? This guy asked a question. Why aren't the play-in teams automatically 16 seeds? And I'll answer that with this pretty simple thing. TV ratings, A. They have two play-in games for the final 16 seeds, and then they have two play-in games for the final 11 seeds in the bracket. So we know how the bracket is set up, right? Once, beyond the 11th seed, the 12 through the 16 are all reserved for the mid-major conferences, the lower conferences, and their conference champions. So this becomes the 16s that you'll see tonight and tomorrow night are that's for the final 16 spots. The 11 seeds are teams that weren't in that mid-major part. They weren't 12 and below, so they're playing for the final 11 seed, which will happen tonight.
That's the play-in.
That's the play-in. So you're playing for the final 11 or you're playing for the final 16. It's Radford against LIU tonight, LIU Brooklyn. Man. I don't know about that. That's an 18-16 team. The other game tonight is St. Bonaventure and UCLA. You like either of these games tonight? The Bonnies?
No.
And the Bruins?
No. No, I'm going to go back to the NBA.
You got the NBA tonight? What do you got?
Got the NBA. I got the Philadelphia 76ers over the Pacers tonight by 6.
Nice.
You know, it's time for the Pacers to start tanking a little bit, too. They're known for tanking, so it's their time of the year. In Philadelphia, we're past that whole tanking thing. We've been doing that for 8 years. We're actually trying to win games now.
Now, the process. We're through the process.
It's over. The process is over.
It's like the Cleveland Browns. They're about to come out of the process
right,
and start attacking the NFL with a lot of players, and they have an opportunity. The Houston Astros.
Just the process?
It's a process. The Houston Astros
that's right,
went through the process, and now they were at the White House yesterday. But so you like the 76ers. I am going to take UCLA tonight. UCLA.
So that's a game you will be watching that madness?
No. Maybe a little. BK will be watching it for all of us. He'll watch wire to wire. BK moved into his new house last night, so that's good. All right, coming up, it is the Midday Show with Trey and BK. Then it's Rodcast. Rod Babers this afternoon. Chad and Kevin this afternoon. As you heard Don Miller saying, the traffic is lighter than usual as folks are taking the spring break. If you're off today, get on out to the rooftop at the ranch on 6th Street, West 6th. That's where the Coke FM free music showcase is going on. That's going to be a lot of fun. Get on out there. Maybe we'll see you out there. Have a nice cold Bud Light. Buck, you playing golf today?
Does the day end in Y?
Yes.
Yes, I will be playing.
Where?
I will be at...
I don't want to. You don't have to tell. You might have autograph hounds. Wanted to come up and have you tell the Carly Simon story again.
There's something about being married that we just don't need to know about.
Really?
Things happen.
All right, sir. Hit him straight today. Wags, thanks a lot. Thanks for your service, as always. Thank you to BK for his first 2.5, 3.5 hours running this operation. Thanks to everybody that participated. Thank you to Chief Ryan Manley for jumping on and giving us
yes,
the latest
sir,
from the APD side of things and these bombs that are exploding all over Austin, Texas. Very scary stuff. Be safe out there. Every Hour podcast at hornfm.com. Enjoy your Tuesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.